You're on Power Talk 1040. It's KPPF, and this is Kevin Hayes, and I'm a member of the Mountain Radio Group here in Colorado Springs, and of course, KPPF is one of the stations that is in the group, and I'm here to introduce you to a brand new show that you're going to be hearing weekly on KPPF. It's The Cerebral Edge, and your host is Coach Chris, and he's going to give you some great tips on how to be healthy in our world today and how to survive health-wise and mentally in our world today. Without further ado, Coach Chris, welcome to your first show, man.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. This is awesome.
It is. So how does it feel to being in front of the microphone? You got your own headset over there. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Strength and conditioning has been a field I've been in for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And changing people a little bit every day is something I just love to do because those small changes add up.
Yeah.
Right? So that's really going to be the basis for today's TV, which I'm so excited to share with everybody.
It's radio, Chris. Come on. You said TV.
Where
are the cameras?
I got ahead of myself.
Well, I wanted to tell you, you know, if anybody knows me in this community at all, they know I'm a big softball nut.
Yes, sir.
We're talking adult slow pitch softball over at Skyview. And back in the day, it was over at Four Diamonds and all over town. And so I want to use you as a little help to get me to be a better athlete on the field.
Absolutely.
Either mentally or physically.
Right.
And in case you guys didn't know, Chris is going to come in weekly and sort of whip the Mountain Radio Group staff into shape.
Yes, sir.
And we've already done two sessions. Of course, I missed the second one, but I was there for the first one.
Right.
But during the course of my time, we're going to definitely be talking about helping me crank the ball over the fence, perhaps.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe better hand-eye coordination regarding a ball coming back at me at the pitcher's mound at about 100 miles an hour.
So important, right?
Yes.
Hand-eye coordination.
So I'm your guest for your first show. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Coach Chris. Yeah,
right. So thanks for having me on today's show. So a little bit about myself. Of course, we've talked strength conditioning professional for the last 10 years. I was also in the United States Army for 4 years.
Okay.
You know, which we had a really awesome saying in the Army, and I love to put this in context with habits and everything else, is that we had a saying that we said, we do not rise to the level of the situation. We fall to the level of our training.
Hmm.
Right?
That makes sense.
So when people set goals, what do? They have this grandiose idea that they can rise to the level of that goal.
Yeah.
Right? But what gets people to that goal are these small habits that cannot be overlooked. Because then you'll be doing things when you build these small habits up, they compound over time, and then you just fall into those habits that you've built, right? And you don't have to think about rising to the level of this next, you know, unconquerable challenge.
Right. So are you talking about make these habits that when it's a habit, it's easy to do?
Yeah. It's like brushing your teeth, right?
Right. Yeah.
Or for most people, I hope.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
You just wake up in the morning. It's just something that you do, right? It's not something you have to think about. It's not something that you go, oh man, I got to make all this time to go and brush my teeth and all that stuff, right? It's just a natural thing.
There you go.
That you wake up and
there you
do.
There you go.
And that's how you reach these higher levels. And what I'm going to be doing is talking about five habits, and you can apply this to any area of your life, right? You don't have to just apply this to a fitness goal. You can apply these concepts to a financial goal, right? To an education goal. Say you want to learn more, but you just have never started, right? Say you want to go to the next level in building up a business habit, but something's been keeping you back. We're going to be talking about that. When we come back, I got five tips that I'm going to share with you guys. I cannot wait to hear you guys back on this radio show, Power Talk Radio.
That's great. Great way to go into the first break. So, you know, I'll be teaching you a little bit of stuff as we go. So we'll be back in just a minute. This is the Cerebral Edge on Power Talk. Okay, we are back. This is the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris. You like that? Can you do that by yourself next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this is Coach Chris's first Cerebral Edge show on Power Talk. So that's how you'd come back. We are back.
We are back.
This is the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris on Power Talk.
On Power Talk.
Good. Okay, so go ahead. Do it right now.
All right. Welcome back. This is the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris on 104.
You sound unsure of yourself. Come on.
Okay.
All right, we're back. Go ahead.
All right, we're back with the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris.
There we go.
On Power Talk Radio. And we are talking about habits.
Okay.
How to change those habits. And one of the big things that people don't realize.
Now, wait a second. Wait. I want to make sure everybody understands. When Coach Chris says habits, don't think negative habits, right?
Right.
Right. I mean, because we were talking about building good habits.
Right.
So when he says habits, don't automatically think we got to kill that habit because it's bad.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, go.
Exactly. And the idea is that even habits that have been holding you back are there for a reason.
Okay.
Because they've been serving you.
Okay.
So even procrastination is a bad habit, but why do you hold on to that?
Right.
Because it's been serving you in some small way.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And that's the idea of delayed gratification.
Okay.
Right? So say I'm procrastinating. How does that serve me?
Uh-huh.
That serves me because I get the instant gratification of maybe scrolling on Facebook for a little bit.
Right.
Releasing some neurotransmitters of dopamine.
True,
right?
True, true.
So in the short term, that serves me. But in the long term, it's detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
So when we want to change these things, we have to start small. Right? So that's going to be my first tip. Tip number one is you want to make the habit small, even for neurological reasons, right? Mm-hmm. Because your brain, you want to think of as a thermostat,
mm-hmm.
right? If you go, you know, say you're in a room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the temperature gets really, really hot. What's the thermostat do? Brings the room back down to room temperature.
Yeah, that's where you go to say, oh man, I got to turn that down.
Yeah, I got to bring that down. It's way too hot. And it auto-regulates too, right? Because then the air conditioner will kick on.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If the room starts to get too cold,
right,
that
the heater kicks on,
right. Brings it right back to base level. That is the same way your brain works.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose a goal that's way high out of my realm,
right,
I might follow it for 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Right? And all of a sudden, it's like really easy to fall back into my old ways, my old habits, because I can justify it.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I start really gradual, right, and really small, you can start rewarding yourself easy things, right? Mm-hmm. So think if you're trying to start a new fitness routine,
mm-hmm.
the first thing you're going to do is maybe just set out your clothes, your workout clothes.
That's small.
Right? Really small. Maybe you just start out with 2 minutes. Make it so stupid easy that if you don't do it, you're like, man, I didn't do 2 minutes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So that way it starts these things off small. And the other thing is reward yourself for doing those things.
Right.
Right? So say this week, if I set my clothes out 2 times this week, it's not even working out yet, guys. Not even doing that yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
If I set them out 2 times this week, I'm going to watch a certain show I want to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go buy a certain shirt I want, right? So that way it feeds in to this idea, like, has people ever heard of dopamine, right?
Right.
Most people have heard of dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
That's the act of rewarding. That's the chemical that gets released when you get rewarded, right? When you turn on your phone, you see a notification.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, right? What happens? You get those feel-good hormones.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So when you start doing that, all of a sudden you notice you start putting on your workout clothes.
Yep.
Then you start doing the 2 minutes.
Right.
Right? And then all of a sudden your thermostat doesn't stay at that temperature anymore.
Right.
Your regulation goes up.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
There you go.
Right? It's not grand to where you're like, I need to pull back and sabotage myself. It's like boiling, you know, water, just a little slow simmer.
Nice.
And then you go to that. All right.
Right.
So that would be my first tip, right?
And that is set small habits.
Set small habits.
Create small habits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Create small habits. So step number two, vitally important, right?
Right.
It's to make it important.
Make it important.
Right? Saliency matters to the brain, and saliency is the ability to recognize that something is important, because right. in the brain, right, if it takes information that's not important, what's it do? Just discards it.
Easy, right? Easy.
It's easy.
So we're talking about, you know, you may know of a guy or somebody in your circle that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, a friend of mine and myself, we would take our families on vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go somewhere. First thing he would want to know is, where's the gym?
Yeah.
Or does it have a gym? Does the hotel have a gym? And, you know, the family's going, well, we're on vacation.
Right.
No. In his mind, it was important.
It's important.
It's yeah. important, right?
I have to be there.
I have to work out every day.
Yes. Yep. Right. And that's, yeah. And that becomes a part of you because it becomes who you, and people get misread, right?
Right.
So some people go, oh, man, you have to work out. The people that have built those small habits over time.
Right.
Don't think, man, I have to go to the gym. They're like, I get to go to the gym.
I get to go to the gym.
Right?
Yep.
They're like, they go, I'm not going as a punishment to myself. I'm going to reward myself with it.
That's right. Yep.
But they've built themselves up to that point by, of course, going back to step one, starting small.
Right. There you go.
Right? And then make it important.
Right. Step one, make it small. Step two,
make it important. Right? The more important it is to you, right? So when do people oftentimes will change, you know, say their eating patterns, right? Normally, unfortunately, most of the time, it's after something bad has already happened.
Right.
Say like a heart issue
yeah.
or something like that. Then they go, oh, well, I better make this important, right?
Exactly. Now it's important.
Now yeah. it's important, right?
Right.
But to make it important to yourself by finding things that are important to you, even, you know, in the fitness realm, right? Mm-hmm. I've had clients come to me that go, you know, I really want to get in shape. That's great, right? I'm glad you really want to get in shape. Then I ask the deeper question, right?
Right.
Why are you sitting in front of me?
Yeah.
Right?
True.
And sometimes they'll sit there, they'll go, well, I really want to play with my kids. And mm-hmm. then it's like, okay. So playing with your kids is important.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So if playing with your kids is important and you want to be able to do that day in, day out, and you want to feel good after that and not be in pain after that, shouldn't you train for it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden that becomes important in their mind.
Right.
That this is important because my kids are important. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So overarching theme is to make things really, really important to yourself of why you're making that habit change.
Right.
Okay, next tip. We're going to make it obvious. Right?
Make it obvious.
What does that mean to you,
Kev? What does that mean to me? Make it obvious. Are you saying, like, tell the world, all right, I'm going to go work out?
That's one way you could do it, right?
Okay.
But what I'm thinking more of is visual, right?
Visual.
One reason neurologically that's important, vision lives in every part of your brain, every cortex, right?
Right.
So it's pretty important. So if we see something, all of a sudden it even goes back to make it important, right?
Uh-huh.
So say I'm trying to read I'm trying to be a better reader,
right?
And okay. I want to read a book, but it's on the bookshelf. I go past it all the time. I don't really see it. What I would do to start is put it on my pillow.
Okay. Okay. So, I see. Yeah.
Right. So before I go to bed at night, I see that book on the pillow.
Okay.
And then it reminds me, oh yeah, I have to read.
Ah, right? Okay.
Maybe I should read just a couple pages, right? And then again, start small, right? If you're trying
mm-hmm.
to read,
mm-hmm.
say, I want to read 2 pages tonight. That's it, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with setting that workout clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You set them out, visual reminder, right?
Yep.
So having that visual reminder makes it very, very important for your brain to neurologically change and go, oh, this is my new habit, right?
Okay.
One of the things I have some of my clients do is I have them have a whiteboard calendar, right? Mm-hmm. And what I have them do is if they miss a workout, they will write an X on that date. And the goal is to not have two X's touch. Right?
So it's a big old X.
So it's a big old X right on that date.
Right.
That says I did not do this habit or this workout that I was intending to do. Mm-hmm. Right? But as long as the next day I don't have that X there, I know I'm still on track.
Yes. Okay. Good. Right? Good. Yeah, got it.
So that way it also gives people a little bit of grace to mess up a little bit, right? Because even the great John Wooden, right, mm-hmm. said if you're not making mistakes, you're not making progress, and you're not doing anything productive.
Got it.
Right?
Yep.
And that makes total sense, right? I mean, it's something so prophetic, right?
Sure.
To be like, looking at mistakes is a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So switching your mindset to that and going, I messed up. Well, if I didn't mess up, I wasn't trying to go for another goal, right?
That's it.
I wasn't trying to make myself a little bit better that day. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Tomorrow I can get back on the horse and do it again.
There you go.
Right? So giving yourself a little grace too, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what the X challenge also does, mm-hmm. is it gives you a visual reminder, okay, I don't have two X's a touch, right? But I also, if I know I can get right back on the horse the next day, I'm still on this habit,
there
right?
There you go. Yep.
Right on. So step three is make it obvious.
Make it obvious.
Right. Step four. Kind of what we led into a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. but it's changing your identity.
Changing your identity.
Right?
Hmm. I have no idea what you mean by that.
No clue, right?
No clue.
So take it back to your friend, right?
Take it back to your friend.
That had to have a gym there.
Yeah, so that, yeah. That so, said, does the hotel have a gym? Is it open? That kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah.
What was his identity? His identity was somebody that doesn't miss workouts.
There you go.
Right? When people come to me, I want them to change their identity that they're an athlete, mm-hmm. right? Because I say everybody's an athlete mm-hmm. because everybody has to use their body to move around, mm-hmm. to be productive, right? To help other people, right? To help their teammates, right? And on the court, right? It's their teammates on the court. At home, your teammates are your family and friends, mm-hmm. right? So if you're not keeping yourself in shape, healthy, pain-free, that detriments not only to your friends and family because you're in pain. You're not going to be as good of a friend. You're not going to be as good as a family member. Not saying that you're a bad family member or anything mm-hmm. like that, but you could be much better, especially when it comes to work, right? If you go to work, that's your team at work. So if you're going into work every day kind of in pain, what's your attitude, Kevin?
Not good.
Not good, right?
Right.
How much do you help those around you when you're not feeling very good?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, right? So that is really important to change your identity. So like when people start saying, I want to stop smoking, right? Mm-hmm. That's a big one, right?
Yeah.
Is that when people go, they go into work, right? And they get a little bit of peer pressure and they go, why don't you go have a cigarette, right? And they go, no, I'm trying to quit. I know they're going to be right back on the wagon.
True.
Because they still identify as a smoker.
Yeah.
But if they change that a little bit and go, you know what? I'm not a smoker. Thanks.
Mm. Yeah.
All of a sudden that changes that identity. And me and Johnny had a conversation the other day.
Another member of the Mountain Radio Group, Johnny Joy. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's on the country station as well as I am.
And he used to have a huge battle, and he's talked about it before, with alcoholism.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And one of the reasons why he stopped going to AA was because they stand up and they identify as an alcoholic.
Mm.
And he goes, I kind of walked out after the first day. He goes, because I'm not just an alcoholic. He goes, I'm a great father. Right? He
right.
goes, I'm a great husband. Right? I have all these other qualities.
Right.
And he no longer identifies as a drinker.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Right?
Sure.
Because if you keep identifying with a problem, a lot of times those programs aren't successful. Now, sometimes they are.
Right.
Right? But if you take your identity as something that's negative and you just keep saying, this is what I am, this is what I am,
yep.
this is what I am,
yep.
right? That becomes ingrained up there.
Yes.
You have to switch that flip and go, right. you know what? I don't miss workouts because I'm an athlete, right?
Yep.
Or I don't drink because I'm not a drinker.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be fake about it. You could say, I have a problem with it if I do,
right.
but I'm not a drinker.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know, it goes into all that, you know, changing your identity about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest change, I think, that I see with most of my clients that come in, is that they go through this switch, right,
mm-hmm.
to where they start working out on their own.
To me, that's the most powerful tip you've mentioned so far.
Yeah.
Because you've got people that come to you that have low self-esteem,
yeah,
out of shape,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And from the first day, if you look them in the eye and say, you're an athlete,
mm-hmm.
starting right now, you're an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to expect you to act like an athlete, and I want you to present yourself as an athlete to whoever wants to hear it.
Right.
And so that, I mean, I can totally see a switch going off in people's minds mm-hmm. when you present that to them.
Yeah.
You're an athlete.
And it's such a strange concept to them.
Yeah.
Because nobody's really put it to them in that phrase before.
Right. And if they know that you, as the guy who's, you know, they're paying to help them,
mm-hmm.
from this point forward, when I look at you, I'm thinking you're one of my athletes.
Right.
Beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so important for you to change that identity if you want to change that habit, whatever
right.
it may be.
Right. Yeah.
So number four is change your identity. Okay. So on to tip five.
Okay.
But before we do that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but you're going to want to stick around because this one is a really good one.
Okay.
And you're listening to The Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris on Power Talk 1040. Welcome back to The Cerebral Edge on Power Talk 1040. I am Coach Chris. Are you ready for tip number five, Kevin?
Tip number five. Lay it on me.
All right. Tip number five is change your language.
Right.
Right. So we talked about before, like, don't say, I have to work out.
Right.
Say, I get to work out.
Right.
Because sometimes perspective is a real kick in the butt, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you have those people out there that don't have the luxury of doing that.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Some of the, you know, when I go in the gym, there's a dude there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a wheelchair, can't do much. But he's there working out, you know, and I'm in the middle of a set of squats, right? And I'm like, God, this sucks, right?
Yeah.
But what would that guy give
to be able to do one squat? Right.
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 So changing your perspective on situations is so important, and that comes with changing your language. If you're trying to read more, don't say I'm trying to read a book.
Yeah.
Say I'm a reader.
I'm a reader.
Right.
Yeah.
So changing that concept in your mind.
I'm into this new book. I'm a reader, man. I've got this great new book.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and once in a while, you know, you see it in the world today. And if I look back at just everyday life, I'll run across somebody that'll go, "Oh, you want to meet at noon? Oh, I can't. I got to work out at noon." Uh-huh. And they're not saying I've got to work out at noon.
No,
they're saying that's important to me.
Right.
I've got a workout scheduled at noon, so I don't care what you want to do. I'm going to be busy at noon.
Right.
Right.
So they made it important.
Right.
They made it obvious.
Right.
And by saying it that way, you could tell their identity's changed.
Yes.
Right.
Because I'm an athlete.
Yeah. And they've changed their language around it. Right.
Yeah.
So all those tips came into play because people see the big picture, right? They see all this glorious stuff. People build their bodies up and they're like, oh, I'll never get there.
Right.
It's like, you don't know where that person's been.
No.
That person could have been 140 pounds soaking wet, you know, and now they're lifting all this magnificent weight.
Right.
But nobody sees the struggle to get there.
Right, right.
Okay, so our time is starting to come to a close here on The Cerebral Edge. And we've been talking about habits. And these are the five that we have gone over. So number one, make your habit small.
Right.
Number two, make it important. Number three, make it obvious. Number four, change your identity.
Right.
And number five is change your language. Nice. How'd I do, Kevin?
You did good. You did good. So this at this point right here, you would go, all right, this has been The Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris.
All right, this has been The Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris.
And until we see you next time, Well, should we have like a catchphrase for you? Yeah.
Until we see you next time, stay strong.
I like that.